Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Garms. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Porter scores. Sissel moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garms moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Garms scores. Burns moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Reynolds moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms, who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Com goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to home to get Pitlock. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hudlin moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea fires to second and picks off Hudlin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is hit by the pitch. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground for an out. Levy moves to second. One out. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert strikes out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Levy moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Levy scores. Garms moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garms scores. Burns moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Belvedere now pitching. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Sharon now playing shortstop. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Sissel moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Sam Gray now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel scores. One out. It's 5-3, Browns. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up into right center field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shea for the out. Sharon moves to second. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Belv Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Garms strikes out. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti juggles the ball. That's an error on Storti. Boss moves to third. Com moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pitlock is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Powers pinch hits for Belbean. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Howard Craighead now pitching. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Burns reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. Storti bunts towards the mound. Craighead fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craighead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 8-3, Browns. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sherin. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Garms. Com reaches second base with a double. Vosmick moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick scores. Com moves to third. It's 8-4, Browns. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Howard Craighead. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 8-5, Browns. Ed Wells now pitching. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Dick Porter. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Wes Farrell now pitching. Ed Morgan now playing left field. Joe Vosmick now playing right field. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-3 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wells moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wells trying to get to home. Vosmick throws the ball into Pitlock who tags Wells who's trying to score from second, for the out. Garms moves to third. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrell, and towards Sissel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sissel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.